Greg, first and foremost, congratulations, and let's talk a little bit about your long history with NDSU in the college, and now ultimately being chosen as the Vice President for Agricultural Affairs. And so where did it all start, Greg, and what led you to this path and point?
Well, Megan, first of all, thank you so much for the congratulatory greetings, and I'm just happy to be with you this morning. My first association with NDSU really started when I was a student here, pursuing a bachelor's degree. And so I was a student in animal and ranch sciences from 1987 to 1991, and then had the opportunity following graduate training at the University of Missouri and University of Nebraska to come back on the faculty in the animal sciences department beginning in 1997. So worked 12 years as a beef cattle extension specialist, and then moved into the department head role and served there until 2018. And then summer of 2018, I was named interim director of NDSU Extension. And then subsequently, when Dr. Grafton went over to the provost's office, took over as acting director of the experiment station at the same time. So that's really, a short synopsis of my career here at NDSU.
Greg, why the decision to step into this role? And I know it's conjoined with a few other roles that you've already been, an interim director for, as well as in that position.
Well, as I mentioned during the open forum in my interview, Megan, one of the things that really interests me about this job is the fact that it's in a land grant university, and the land grant tradition of accessibility of higher education for people across the region, the fact that we have strong research and extension programs in addition to the teaching component is really something that I value and something I think brings a great deal of value to the state. So I was excited to take a look at the position and throw my name in the hat, and really was looking for a way for me to continue to serve in a capacity where I thought my skill set would fit well.
And so, Greg, remind us of what the position all entails and any goals that you have stepping into this role.
Sure. Well, it's actually three components to the position, Megan. So it does include the title of Dean of the College, Director of the Experiment Station, and Director of the NDSU Extension. And so it really encompasses that entire land grant mission. And so it is a bit different than the structure that has been there in the past. But I'm really looking forward to the challenges and opportunities that are going to come with the position and looking at North Dakota agriculture and how we best serve the constituencies across the state in a region where agriculture is so important. In terms of goals, I told the interview committee that I have four themes related to the position, and one of those is a theme of people first. And so this is a people-based organization, whether you look at, the people that we have in the classroom teaching our students, or whether it's a scientist at a lab bench working on a plant disease, or whether that's an extension agent out across our field staff in the state. We need good people, high-quality people in those positions, and we need to have incredible skill sets that are willing to serve and ready to step up into those roles. And so part of the emphasis that I'll have is making sure that we've got some top-quality people in those positions and continue to fill our open positions, and also really focus on professional development for the staff and faculty here as well. Another theme that I mentioned in the interview is one of engagement and really working hard at engaging with decision makers, constituents, our stakeholders, and our alumni to really move the ag function and the position forward. Another was external fundraising, and we have a great relationship with the NDSU Foundation, and some of the things that we can do with external fundraising are not things that we can do with just federal or state appropriations. And so we want to look at enhancing research, teaching, and extension programs through the creation of endowments and other sources of funding that might come from donors and interested stakeholders. And then lastly, we also want to focus on making sure that we have the best quality people in the organization that we can. So those are really the things that I would in part be working on, and also to look at, you know, the creation of, we need to take a look at, you know, what new programs and areas that, that we could add that, that would enhance our service to the state. There's certainly areas that, as agriculture continues to diversify and change, that, that we also need to be present and working hard at having those high quality research, extension, and teaching programs that are present to serve the needs of our citizens.
And as you and I both know, Greg, it was certainly a trying year in agriculture for the farmers and ranchers out there, who ultimately the research that you do at the university goes down to them. And as well as, you know, we're waiting a whole nother cycle for another legislative session. And so, you know, with those two factors, I know there was a lot of good that came out of the legislative session last year, and you monitored that closely. So how are we gearing up, you know, to get through these difficult times and really focus that research, you know, to get these farmers through that difficult time?
Yeah, Megan, the State Board of Ag Research and Education is really in the middle of their process right now. They're continuing to take testimony for the needs that are out there across the state. And we've, through the course of the fall at their listening sessions, heard a lot about some of the challenges, especially with harvest conditions and markets and those sorts of things that are out there across the state. They'll be working through the rest of the winter here to prioritize that list of items that were presented to them, and then move that forward to the State Board of Higher Education and ultimately to the legislature for consideration. You know, in the immediate term, you know, some of the things that we're doing here, really focusing on our extension programming efforts, working closely with USDA and the North Dakota Department of Agriculture to make sure that we're reaching out to farmers and ranchers across the state to understand what's happening, provide those educational resources that are available through the Extension Service and other agencies, and making sure that we've got, you know, getting that research-based information out there to assist producers with the challenges that are still present. I mean, we still got crop to harvest, and we've got grain drying and storage issues, and we've got livestock feed issues that are out there, and then, of course, all the issues surrounding the financial stress that people are under. And so our faculty and staff, especially in the Extension Service, but really throughout the organization, are working hard at delivering that information to those constituents.